Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Being a Christian today can be difficult. And part of that is that the word of the Lord can be difficult. You see, we as Christians want to share our faith, but this is where the difficulty comes in. I mean, maybe we think we don't know enough. We can't recite enough Bible verses, or perhaps we're not really sure how to express what we believe to others. Perhaps the worst possibility is outright rejection. If you have ever felt this way at all, you are not alone. Jeremiah is standing right there with you. He is told by the Lord to go and speak his word to the people of Judah. And Jeremiah's response, I'm too young. I don't know enough. I don't know how to speak. But then later, he feels like he is being completely ineffective. And it doesn't help at all that the Lord comes to him and says, don't worry, you shall call them, but they will not answer you. Soon, Jeremiah sees himself as a laughingstock, for everyone is mocking him in his preaching. See, Jeremiah has learned a valuable lesson. The word of the Lord is tough business. And to make matters worse, he has competition. For every word of the Lord that he proclaims, there are others with a different message, a nicer, softer, more upbeat than what Jeremiah has to say. The time of our Old Testament reading for today are the last days of the kingdom of Judah. The Babylonians are at the gate, and the capturing of the people is inevitable. The current king at the time, Jehoiakim, well, he's at the end of a line of evil kings that came after Josiah, and he has no use for Jeremiah. He preferred the there's nothing to fear, all will be well prophets instead. We can think of those prophets in modern terms as a consumer-based ministry. It's a way of telling people what they want to hear instead of telling people what they need to hear. And the Lord sums this up this way. They speak visions of their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They say continually to those who despise the word of the Lord, it shall be well with you. And to everyone who stubbornly follows his own heart, they say, no doubt disaster will come upon you. I mean, I totally get it. No one wants to listen to the impending destruction of their homes and their city. No one really wants to hear that the only way to avoid all of that's coming is to repent and to turn back to the Lord. It's way easier to hear that it will all be okay despite what they see with their own eyes. People wanted to hear about peace. And the other so-called prophets were all too happy to proclaim peace rather than judgment. Well, sadly, the people of Jeremiah's day were just that. People. Just like we are today. People. And the problems faced by people are not constrained by time. No. A foreign invading nation is not camped out over there on Vancouver Island, ready to sail across and attack us, but the temptation to give the people what they want to hear and not what they need to hear has been a serious issue for God's people of all ages. The word of the Lord is a tough business. We know that we should say something to this increasingly non-believing world. So why not give them what they want to hear? Even better, personalize it by injecting our own thoughts, our own hopes, and our own experiences. See, we live in a market-driven, a consumer-driven world. And it's tempting to bring these ideas into the church. If you've ever spent much time on social media or shopping online, you know how all of this works. Say you decide that you need a new shirt or a new top for an occasion, so you shop around a little bit online, and soon you will see ads popping up all over the place for that particular fashion that you were searching for. Or you want to buy a new power tool from one single company, and you search that particular model, soon your feed is filled with the entire line of battery-operated tools that this one company has to offer. It's not magic, as sometimes we claim it is. It's simply media and advertisers giving you what you want. After all, if your wife needs a new outfit, she doesn't want to wade through ad after ad of the latest 20-volt multiple component compact contractor line of power tools. If a person walks through those back doors looking for a church to tell them that they are a good person, why not preach that? Or a person who comes in and is tired of all of this talk about sin and death, and why can't we just love everyone? Why not preach that if it keeps the people happy and the pews filled? Well, for starters, when we preach and teach what is popular, we reduce our Lord to a God made in our image. Sure, he's close at hand, as he declares, and we like that, a God who is near and serves us, just as he promised, but in this market consumer-driven ministry, that message distorts God into contouring himself into our lives until the distinction between us disappears. Here is a God that serves our whims and looks away from our sin. But you see, Jeremiah in our reading is having none of it. Through him, the Lord promises judgment against those who preach their own imaginations. Behold, the storm of the Lord, wrath has gone forth, a whirling tempest. It will burst upon the heads of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has executed and accomplished the intent of his heart. And in later days, you will understand it clearly. Well, the storm would come. Judgment fell on the prophets and all of those who listened to them. In 587 BC, the dreams of the prophets turned to nightmares and peace into terror as Jerusalem was destroyed and her people carried off to Babylon. But the Lord would not forget his promises. In Jeremiah's prophecy, the Lord says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness." The righteous branch would be the ultimate prophet, the word of God in human flesh. Like Jeremiah, he listened to the Lord and to his word. He faithfully proclaimed that word, and again, like Jeremiah, he was greatly opposed. People wanted to hear worldly peace from Jesus, but he did not preach what they wanted to hear. He preached what they needed to hear, and in so doing, turned families upside down and fractured relationships for those who listened to him. Again, like Jeremiah, Jesus dealt with false prophets, oppression, and lies. And so another storm was coming. And this one reached its crescendo on a Friday outside of Jerusalem as Jesus becomes the lightning rod for God's wrath over sin. The sin of all who proclaimed dreams instead of his word, for all who misuse and pervert the word of the Lord. But it's only as we see him hanging there in our place do we understand it clearly. The Lord's real message is for us. It is at the foot of the cross where we find what we really need to hear. As Jesus hangs on the cross, God's fire burns against sin and his hammer shatters the prideful hearts of stone that we carry. And also in this place we find a lasting peace. God's wrath is poured out on Jesus and we are forgiven of our sins. All of them. Even the sin of longing for and listening to a market or consumer-driven gospel. And as we gather here at this rail this morning, Jesus gives us his body and blood in the bread and wine, assuring us of the lasting peace we have with God. The word of the Lord can be a tough business. Temptations are all around to water it down, dumb it down, and downright change the message to suit our own desires. But we have stood with the Lord. We have seen and we have heard his word. And that is the message we hold on to faithfully. And we share when the opportunity arises, for it is a message that gives life. It is not market driven. It is driven by the Holy Spirit. It is a message that truly proclaims, "It shall be well with you. No disaster will come upon you," because it's not based in our dreams, but on the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.